We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good Friday, and hopefully the weather forecast sticks for the weekend. We get a little bit warmer outside. It's supposed to be nice on Sunday. Keep my fingers crossed. A little more baseball-esque weather coming up this Easter Sunday, but tonight the Brewers are back at it at Miller Park, 7:10 start time. You've got the Bucks on the road tomorrow over in the Motor City taking on the Detroit Pistons. In the meantime, we are right around the corner from the NFL draft, and as the draft approaches, everybody's got a go-to person, okay? Everybody's got somebody they want to see, and then everybody's got a position they want to see filled. So the question becomes, first of all, what do you think, if you had to start to pick the needs for the Green Bay Packers? I mean, look, you can throw a dart at a dartboard, okay, and almost hit an area that you could probably upgrade in some way, shape, or form. There's some areas you don't. I mean, left tackle, David Bakhtiari is extremely solid. Quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, extremely solid. You know, your main wide receiver, Davante Adams, really good. You could always add depth in that position. You could always add depth at running back, at tight end, and you know, the right side of the offensive line. I mean, you can go on and on, okay? But if you're hoping for someone, okay, if you're hoping for someone to fall to you in the NFL draft, does that someone, is that a quarterback? Is that a quarterback at all? There is some belief that, and not by myself, to be honest with you, but there is some belief that a quarterback might be in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers. Now, in some draft guides, Nick Bosa is the number one pick overall and the most talented player there is. Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback out of Ohio State, rates highly. Kyler Murray out of Oklahoma rates highly. Yeah, they're up there, top three, top five, depending on who you look at. Okay. There's the defensive tackle, Quinnen Williams out of Alabama. You've got the inside linebacker, Devin White, out of LSU. I mean, there's a lot of guys that you can take. But some people, there is a thought among some Packers fans that maybe now's the time. What if Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State falls? Should you grab him? He's a talented guy. He can run that read, you know, that run-pass option. I mean, do you grab that guy? You know, and also don't you know, forget this. It's a very thin group of quarterbacks this year, okay? I mean, the next highest-rated guy is probably, what, Ryan Finley, you know, out of North Carolina State? There's not many quarterbacks coming out of this draft that are going to make you go, wow, you know? Will Greer out of West Virginia, you know? Drew Locke out of Missouri? Daniel Jones coming out of Duke? I mean, there's some guys that are there, but I'm not overwhelmed with them. You know what I mean? So would you take, you know, should a quarterback, a high-end quarterback, fall to the Green Bay Packers in the draft, would you say, hey, you gotta go for it? Gotta go for it. Or is now not the time? Okay? 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. To me, now is not the time. I know you don't draft for need. You draft the best available player, and if the best available player falls to you and that happens to be a quarterback, should you take him? In the Green Bay Packers case, no. And I know that's odd because you're probably at least hoping you don't draft this high for a long, long time. But you just paid Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to keep a Dwayne Haskins or somebody like that on your roster and then get nothing for them, or you may trade them away after 3 years if you know you're, you know, going to hang on to Aaron Rodgers for three or four more, and you're going to probably draft and develop another guy. I don't think you're going to pay a Dwayne Haskins or anybody else for that matter quite a bit of money just to kind of hang out for 6 years or 7 years of the beginning of their tenure in the NFL. So it's just now's not the time. And in addition to that, you're probably not going to make Aaron Rodgers very happy if you draft what is considered to be eventually his replacement. So I don't think now's the time to do it. You continue to develop DeShone Kizer as a serviceable backup. We all know, I mean, let's be honest, unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt for like a game or two, if he goes down for an entire season, your chances postseason-wise are pretty slim anyway. But which then becomes more incumbent upon your defense to actually play really, really good. But for those that want to draft a quarterback, I just think now is not the right time. Just you don't go near it. There's no reason to right now.
Bill, I 100% agree with you. I think it's stupid, especially to waste one of your first round picks on a quarterback. And I think it's cute that the Packers are doing their due diligence, bringing in guys like Drew Lock, see what they're all about. But there are too many other positions right now that you can address. There's so much depth this year defensively. And I'm also with you with best player available. A couple months ago, I didn't really feel the same way because they didn't sign all these free agents. I didn't expect Brian Gutekunst to go out and make four free agent signings in a day. That was incredible. So now at this point, I am all for best player available. Doesn't matter to me. Defensively, offensively, whatever. Take advantage of what you got with those two first-round picks. Quarterback should not be it, though. Now, maybe my opinion changes for next season under a couple of things. You mentioned injuries. If something happens to Aaron Rodgers where he gets hurt, and then you start to question whether or not he can ever be 100% again, that would be one factor. If Aaron Rodgers goes out there and somehow struggles and plays a full 16 games, maybe that raises a question mark that you would want to bring someone in. Next year's quarterback class, from what I understand, is supposed to be very, very good. Right. So if I'm going to pick a quarterback, well, maybe I'll look at next year's class. There's nothing promising about this year's class. I think it's a waste of a first-round pick if you decide to go down that route. There are so many other positions. There's so much other talent that you can pick best player available and still be fine. Because after all, Aaron Rodgers said it himself just a couple weeks ago. No excuses. So Aaron Rodgers, he's all about competing this year. He's all about trying to get back into the playoffs, trying to make a run at the Super Bowl. I want to find guys in this draft that can help this team win right now. This is not a rebuild, not according to Aaron Rodgers, so I shouldn't look at it either. If they want to go out there and compete, the Packers should go out there, get players to build around this quarterback, and then go for it.
855-830-8648. Do you agree with this assessment? Just quarterback this year, no, not doing it. Doesn't matter who falls to you, just not doing it. Just leave it alone and move on. There are some people out there that want to see a quarterback come into this situation. That's the last thing you need right now. That's the last, and I don't draft for need, but that's the last thing you need. What you need now is depth defensively and depth offensively.
I thought Brian Billick, and I'll pull that soundbite here in a minute, but when he said that, yeah, you might piss Aaron Rodgers off by doing that, it's like, yeah, why would you do that?
You did the same thing when you drafted Aaron Rodgers. You pissed off. Now, Brett Favre had no reason to be mad because he kept wavering back and forth as to whether or not he wanted to play anymore.
Right.
He opened that door. Nobody else did. Aaron Rodgers just signed a deal and said, I want to play till I'm 40, 45. You know? So why would then you turn around and draft a guy that's going to be breathing down his neck? Or at least, the mere appearance of impropriety, so to speak, of breathing down his neck.
You made a trade for DeShone Kizer last year. Find a way to develop him.
Yep.
Right?
Right. That's what I would do.
I mean, otherwise, why'd you make that trade last year? Go out there and see if you can get more out of DeShone Kizer. Now, I've never really been a big DeShone Kizer fan, not even going back to Notre Dame. But if Matt LaFleur and this coaching staff can find a way to get more out of DeShone Kizer and maybe show some more promise in these preseason games, then that should be your number two. I don't really understand why they need to mess around and try to bring in another quarterback, especially in the first or second round. It just, to me, I think you are wasting a pick.
855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction everywhere. All you got to do is call them. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical, 414-455-4451. They can help you out. They have a 98% success rate of treating this. Then there's the low T treatments. If you're feeling sluggish or moody, you're tired, low stamina, low energy, call, again, 414-455-4451. And if you're over the age of 30, just make an appointment to go in and get your numbers tested. It's really, really simple, and you're in and out in a few minutes. In addition to that, they have the all-in-one weight loss program, and eventually T-shirt season is going to be here, and you want to look decent, right? Jumpstart the health and wellness plan, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center. Are you in agreement? It's not the time right now to be thinking about any kind of a quarterback in the NFL draft. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Good Friday. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Radio Joe across the way. I'm Bill Michaels. You want to follow us on Twitter? @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. You can like us there. At Radio Joe Sports there as well. Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning coach, now with the NFL Network, joined us a little bit earlier today. And he said, hey, look, you're not drafting a quarterback, and here's the reason why.
Well, you can do whatever you want from the second round on back and just take a guy. And as Green Bay has done, and obviously they did for under Ron Wolf for a number of years, draft guys that actually turned out to, you know, have some growth and whether and maybe some trade ability. And maybe you hit on it to where all of a sudden you have the guy and you've taken a later round pick that's there and it's time for Aaron to move on and you feel like you have your guy. That's a perfect scenario. If you're talking about going out and getting a first round guy, no, you can't. I don't care who it is, how classy, how committed they are. You can't. You're just going to piss off an Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's not going to go well. They'll be professional about it, but it's like what we're talking about, Eli Manning, and then maybe taking this kid Jones out of Duke. And because of the similar background, and Eli is such a classy guy, he'll handle it well. Yeah, he will, but it's not going to go well.
Right.
Because you're basically saying, look, we're starting the clock on you leaving. Now, yeah, help us develop this guy. It's not going to go well. So I can't see Green Bay doing that. In the first round, maybe you hit on one of these magical second, third, fifth, sixth round guys. But I can't see them taking a first round pick anytime in the next 3 or 4 years, not as long as Aaron Rodgers vitally thinks he wants to keep playing.
So there you go. That was Brian Billick's take on drafting a quarterback, because some say that you get a Haskins out of Ohio State or such that falls, you need to take him. There's a cautionary tale there. Let's go to Josh, listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Josh, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks
I'm
for
doing well
taking
today.
My call.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with those assessments. I mean, with paying Aaron Rodgers that contract and the way that we did this contract, I think we're saying we're all in on Aaron Rodgers for 3, 4, or 5 years, whatever he's willing to pay or play. And we paid these free agent guys, brought him in to fortify the defense and fill some of our areas of need. Our defense, despite all the injuries and everything that we had last year, our defense kept us in games more than our offense did. And that's kind of what I'd like to see the Packers really go in and surround Aaron Rodgers with some playmakers. Because if we are paying Aaron Rodgers this amount of money, we're counting on Aaron Rodgers and our offense to help this team get us to a championship. Our defense keep us in it. And, you know, if we're not hitting on all cylinders. But, I mean, putting a couple tight ends, I mean, I'd like to see them draft Hockenson and Fant both in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And really, between having the young running backs and the young wide receivers, really surround Aaron Rodgers with a plethora of options. That's how we won our first championship.
Yeah.
With Rodgers. I mean, give the guy some options, keep our defense rested, keep him off the field, score points, and if our defense can hold the other team to 20 points, we should win every game.
You would assume so. Josh, appreciate the phone call. Paul says, Packers took Casey Hayward in the third round a few picks ahead of Russell Wilson. That was broken collarbone number one season. Can you imagine the value Wilson would have added to this team. Paulie tweets us, at Bill underscore Michael, says, absolutely in agreement with you, sir. The only way I'm taking a quarterback in the near future is if Rodgers gets hurt badly this season. Picking a quarterback this year, next year, or the year after would be just silly. Michael says, draft a quarterback, rookie contracts get over, and then what? That's the point, is say you draft a quarterback, and he's pretty good. Well, in 4 years, he's going to be looking for, you know, a new free agent contract. Then what? Are you paying a guy millions of dollars to sit as a backup that you really haven't had, unless, of course, there's significant injuries, that you really haven't tested? That's why it's ridiculous. Edwin says, I would draft a quarterback now, begin to cultivate him, pay him a little bit of money before his contract comes due, and then, comma, if he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, comma, go ahead and give him the money. How are you going to find out if he's good as Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers is playing? Secondly, I hate to say this, but this franchise has been extremely lucky to get back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The likelihood of getting another one is slim. The next guy that's going to start in Green Bay, most likely, just because of historically in the NFL, most likely is not going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So you're not going to all of a sudden find this diamond in the rough that is going to, you know, I shouldn't say never, because things can happen, but the likelihood of it is just not there. Steve says, absolutely not. Don't draft a quarterback. We shouldn't even be talking about this. Let's talk more about our defense and what Mike Pettine needs to be a top 10 D. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, by all means, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Jorge writes, I am not for drafting a quarterback. I think that some additional weapons around Aaron Rodgers, you would be better off getting to help this offense move. We know if Aaron Rodgers goes down, we're not going to the postseason anyway, so who really cares at this point? Build a better defense, get him some weapons, and this team will be just fine. Derek says, it's tough enough to get Aaron Rodgers on the same page with the new head coach. Why would you want it to add another quarterback to the mix as well? And that's another thing that we haven't really talked about, that if you did it, you're going to have to. Now, DeShone Kizer is still going to have to adjust whatever the new system is for Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, okay? But he's a guy that's already got experience. He's been in the NFL. He's not good. Quarterbacks right now, you get done with the season, you start preparing for the combine or draft camps, then you get into your draft, and then you're back into the rookie camp, and your season never ends. It's a different season as a rookie, as opposed to a guy like DeShone Kizer, who's been there, done that. He started, he's backed up, he's kind of got his bearings, he's got his arms around it. How good he is, I don't know. Do I believe he's terrible? No. Do I believe he's great? No. I believe he's somewhere in between, obviously. But at least now you have a, quote, serviceable backup, which is what you're looking for. To me, you get a top five, top 10 defense, you're able to build something to that extent. You don't have to worry about who's quarterbacking. All you got to do is be able to sustain, move the ball a little bit, score a few points, and you're good to go. Adam writes, love the show. Aaron Rodgers is done. Do whatever you have to do to the position, positions yourself for the number one pick in 2021 and get the next Hall of Fame quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Trevor Lawrence. If it were me, I'd eat the $50 million in cap space to trade him right now, go with Kizer, gather picks, and flat-out tank. That is Adam. All right, so you really believe that Lawrence is the guy over Rodgers right now. Be careful what you wish for. Steve says, I know that this is a pretty unconventional pick for the Green Bay Packers, but the guy I am enamored with is the offensive tackle, Andre Dillard from Washington State. Our lads list him as a 6'5", 315-pounder. They say he has hands of stone and is mature. This is the guy that I think can solidify the right tackle position for the next 10 years. At number 30, you get a playmaker either at wide receiver or tight end. As far as quarterback is concerned, I would wait until next year, maybe even 2021, if Ryan Finley from North Carolina State slips in the fourth round. Maybe, just maybe, then consider that as an option. Happy Easter, Steve in Richfield. Steve, appreciate the email. There you go. I think we're all in agreement. For 95% of us are in agreement that you're not going in that direction right now. You're just not. I completely agree. Do I have my heart set on somebody, as Mark asks? There's a couple of guys, I've talked about this before, that I would love to see. I'd love to see Devin Bush. the inside linebacker from Michigan, but I would covet more Devin White, the inside linebacker from LSU. I'd love to see either one of those two guys come into this system. Clelin Ferrell, the defensive end from Clemson. Big, massive dude, man. I'd go for him. Highly, highly rated. There's Christian Wilkins, the kid out of Clemson as well, the defensive tackle. There's Dexter Lawrence, the defensive tackle out of Clemson. They got some big beef coming out up front. Beyond that, as far as people that are actually going to be there, Jonah Williams, the offensive tackle out of Alabama, that's another guy that would solidify your offensive line. That's big dude. Love to see that cat in Green Bay. Andre Dillard, the offensive tackle. I agree with you, out of Washington State. You mentioned him before. Our buddy Tim and Fredonia did. So there's a few guys that I would like to see come into the situation. Now, as far as playmakers, as you get further down in the draft, now, Metcalf, the wide receiver out of Mississippi, that cat, he can fly. If you're going to do something to that, you know, extent, I'd go there. Greedy Williams out of LSU. Big dude, big hands, long, lanky, really good speed. He's a corner. He can flat out cover. I'd love to see him. We talked about tight ends. Hockenson out of Iowa. Highly, highly rated by many. There's another guy that if he comes into the system, that'd be fantastic. I wouldn't have any qualms with that. So I'm not pigeonholing myself to one particular player in one particular position. I really believe that you just have to watch the board and say Nick Bosa comes off, Dwayne Haskins comes off, Quinnen Williams comes off, Josh Allen comes off. Your next most talented guy that's there, Devin White, or the defensive end, Montez Sweat, out of Mississippi State. I'd go in that direction. Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle out of Houston, another solid guy. Clelin Ferrell, I mentioned him. Just take the best available player. Just take the best available player. That's all I'm looking for. 855-830-8648. Hang in there. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
In the program brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. They're reminding you right now at Quick Trip that they've got the cake donuts, by the way, are on sale today. I was in there this morning and some people buying those up. They have the bags of chicken. And if you buy the bag of the Forrester Home Chickens, you can get the first bag gets you 10 cents off per gallon of fuel. The second bag gets you 25 cents off and the third bag gets you 50 cents off. And that's when you use your Quick Rewards card up at the register and then go out and swipe it in the pump and you can get some cash off for gas, which gas, what happened to gas? Gas was down to like $2 at one point in the $1.90s over the winter. And all of a sudden we're up there close to $3 again. Nobody's talking about what happened to gas. It can't be just the summer blend jacking it up almost a $1, $1.50. That's ridiculous. So anyway. Stop over to your local Quick Trip. Tell them we said hi because always great to stop in a Quick Trip and grab a few things along the way. And they're a proud sponsor of the program. So thanks to them for being a part of it. 855-830-8648. That's the way to get a hold of us should you choose to do so. Let's do some buy or sell radio. Joe, what you say?
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time now for some Buy or Sell. Radio Joe across the way bringing it today. What's going on?
Well, we'll start with the Bucks, and we'll get to some more Bucks talk coming up here in just a bit. But Tony Snell obviously hurt right now. Buy or sell, once Tony Snell is healthy, don't expect him to get any minutes whatsoever.
I think Tony Snell, I'm going to sell that. I think Tony Snell brings something to the table. because we have seen this. Snell will have a big night. Connaughton will have a big night. Somebody has that hot hand, and somebody has helped, or somebody creates a mismatch. So, yes, I think Tony Snell will get some minutes. I don't know where. I don't know if there's a matchup that Budenholzer has in his head. But he has a way of getting everybody involved, and somebody is in position. It kind of goes back to the Packers theory. Remember years ago when it was James Jones and Greg Jennings and Jordy Nelson and JerMichael Finley, and they always said, well, we always knew somebody had to mismatch or somebody was always going to get open. I think it's kind of like that with the Bucs. Budenholzer has a way of looking at things and going, okay, this is going to be the mismatch. And one night it could be Snell, so he's going to get minutes. The next night it could be Connaughton. He'll get minutes. You know, it's just that's the way it's been.
Yeah, but who are you slashing? Whose minutes are you slashing if Tony Snell's going to play?
I think if he comes in and gets the hot hand, who knows? We could have said that when DiVincenzo started out the season playing quite a few minutes, 20-plus minutes. And then Sterling Brown came in and started getting some minutes. And then he proved that he needed some minutes, so they slashed some minutes from DiVincenzo. I think it's just whoever comes in and gets the hot hand. I don't think we can sit here and say, that's the guy. That's the beauty of this thing. Because they are so deep, and because they do have the ability to kind of move guys around. And it just whoever happens to be the guy at that time. Who knows? But, George Hill has come up big. You know what I mean? Vincenzo at times came up big. Snell has come up big. Mirotić has come up big. Hell, Ilyasova's gotten one night he'll get 10 minutes, the next night he'll get 20. You know, this team is so diverse and versatile that I can't say this is the person you're cutting the minutes for, because if one guy gets an opportunity and gets the hot hand and suddenly he's got a better matchup than the guy that would be in front of him or behind him, you stick with the hot hand. That's what Budenholzer's. That's been the magic of Budenholzer all season long. Is I'm going to throw everything out there, and whatever sticks sticks. And we've got enough depth to beat you. So even if you've got a team that can match up star power for star power against Giannis and Middleton and Brogdon and Lopez, Bledsoe, you can then say, okay, your depth can't match my depth, and I'll find a combination that's going to work and beat your depth. And that's what the beauty of this Bucks team is. Would you agree? Because there's always been somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I've been stressing that all season.
That's what I'm saying. It's always somebody.
Yeah, but you're still going to have to slash minutes if Tony Snell goes in. So are you slashing the minutes of Sterling Brown, who has played very well
night in
and night out?
I mean, you give Tony Snell an opportunity. If he gets a hot hand, you leave him in. If he doesn't, you put Sterling Brown back in. That's kind of the way Budenholzer's done it.
The difference, though, is, you know, Nikola Mirotić has played in these last two games coming off of an injury and really hasn't done anything. His stroke is just off right now.
Right. It's going to take him a while to get back. And that's the fear I had with Brogdon, too.
Well, it's the fear I had with Tony Snell. I almost feel like I don't think you give him minutes right now until one of these guys fades. It's hard for me to tell Sterling Brown, who's played his ass off, hey, you need to sit. I think he has earned the right for the time being to continue to play significant minutes. That's just me.
Yeah. I could be you get a blowout and Tony Snell comes in and gets a stroke. I don't know. I just, Budenholzer has done it to where everybody's had an opportunity all season long. So, and he did. He sat DiVincenzo down and said, hey, look, you're still our guy. You're still developing. But other guys have started to step up. Other guys have started to say, okay, look, we can play too. We can get minutes too. So that's the reason DiVincenzo lost minutes early on this season. I think Budenholzer's just been a master at talking to guys and working them in. So, am I making it a point that I got to get Tony Snell in tonight? No. But if that matchup happens to become where Snell has had this guy in the past, or the numbers happen to match up better, then I might go in that direction.
So. Buy or sell?
If you take Giannis out, buy or sell, the Bucks can sweep the Pistons still.
Yes, but it'll be, I think, buzzer beaters. I really do. I think the Pistons, if Blake Griffin plays and is good, then they might struggle a little bit because they can go with a much bigger lineup, and that could end up hurting the Bucks. But the Bucks, they've they play different lineups and be able to throw it at them, and again, finding combinations. I really like the way that Brook Lopez has played. I like the way that really like the way that Eric Bledsoe has played. I think Chris Middleton has played extremely well in this also. And you're getting some defense out of Mirotić, by the way. So he has not had his shot. He's not found his stroke. But you look at a guy like George Hill has had some solid minutes. Pat Connaughton has had really solid minutes. I agree with you. Sterling Brown has come in. Pau Gasol, when he comes back, who knows? He could give you some solid minutes defensively because he's more of that veteran, you know, kind of that commander on the field, if you will. So could they beat him? Yes. I'll buy that. They could beat Detroit. I don't think Detroit is that good of a basketball team. I think Detroit expelled a lot of energy just getting to the postseason. That's where their expectation lied. But I think it would be buzzer beaters or, you know, back and forth, 5-point leads, that type of thing. But the Bucks, the one thing the Bucks do better than Detroit, they defend better by far. And in addition, and Brook Lopez in the middle has been really good against Drummond. And they also have just shot the ball a lot better from the outside than what Detroit has. And Detroit's defense, they're a little more flat-footed. They're slower than what the Bucks have put on the court. So, yes, I believe the Bucks will win.
Buy or sell.
The Brewers gave Corbin Burnes at least 3 more starts.
Boy. I want to say yes, just because we got into that discussion the other day. As long as you're winning... And that's your hiccup, yeah. But if he keeps giving up home runs, you can't run him out there. You know, if he's giving up, you know, fly balls, or if he's giving up, you know, not home runs, but if he's giving up some doubles and they're hitting him into the ground and just kind of hitting it where they ain't, that's one thing. But if he's allowing jack after jack after 3 home runs a game, you can't do that because you're automatically putting your team down in a deficit of 3, 4, 5 runs a game, and you can't do that. So. If he stops the long ball, yeah, they can give him 2, 3, 4, 5 more starts. But if the long balls stay at 3, on average of 3 long balls a game, no. They'll make a move after the next 2 starts. 2 starts if he gives up the long balls, at least 3 to 4 if he doesn't.
So are you selling?
I'm going to sell on that.
Okay.
I'm going to sell on that.
Buy or sell?
Splitting the 4-game series with the Dodgers would be a success.
Yeah, it would be. I know people don't want to hear that, but it would be. It's very difficult to come back and win 3 straight against a very good baseball team. And the Dodgers have a really, really solid lineup. So if you hold them down and you win 3 straight, kudos to the Brewers. But if the Brewers win 2 out of 3 here, you know, and split with the Dodgers, I'll take it. I'll take it. The Dodgers are they're considered to be the team to win the West. They're defending National League champions. You know, they didn't change a ton in the offseason. Yeah, I would say it would be considered success if you split the next 2 games with the Dodgers. I will buy that.
Buy or sell.
Last one for you. These were the numbers last season for Christian Yelich. 36 home runs, 110 RBIs, a 326 batting average, and a 1,000 OPS. Buy or sell, Yelich can surpass all of those numbers in a single season.
My first thought is to say no, because it's just so hard to do. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. But oddly enough, I'm going to say yeah, just because the guy always amazes. He just is on an epic tear. And for people that said he can't do this again, he's thrown out on his back and said, yes, I can. So he keeps proving everybody wrong. So can he do that? Yeah, I'm buying it. I'm skeptically buying it, but I'm buying it because the numbers he put up last year are just crazy. And if he passes that and does even better, man, pay the man right now. Just get it over with, for God's sakes. Where's he at? He's got 20-something RBIs already, right, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, he's already...
That's what I'm saying. It's like crazy numbers.
Broken the RBI record in a month. Not even all the way through April yet.
Yep. I'm buying that. Christian Yelich, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Superman gets a spot on his cape and he needs a new cape. He goes to Christian Yelich's house to pick up a new one. So, yes, I'm buying that. I'm geeked on Christian Yelich. And he's wearing the Bucks playoff gear the other night in the suite down at the Fiserv Forum. So he's supporting the Bucks. Yeah, why not? I'm all for it. Is that it?
That's it.
That it. That's the way we play it. That is some buy or sell. Right here on the Bill Michaels Show. Don't forget our friends over at Van Horn Automotive. As a matter of fact, I drove the truck today. I was doing some stuff down at the other house today. And I'm moving some stuff out. So I brought the truck in today. Van Horn Automotive, where they are the home of the 90-day test drive. What does that mean to you? That means that you can go get a vehicle. You can drive it 90 days. If you love it, great. You can get up to $2,000 off. If you don't, bring it back. No questions asked. No further commitment. It's that simple. Go to VanHornAuto.com to find out the vehicles that actually qualify for the 90-day test drive. They have many different options, and they have many different dealerships, many different makes, models, foreign, domestic. That is Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. Do what I did. I tried it, loved it, and now I'm driving around in a new truck. Whether it's a truck, a luxury car, an SUV, whatever it is you're looking for, they have got something for everybody, including minivans. Something for everybody. Go to VanHornAuto.com. And after all, everybody can sell a car kind of the same price, right? So buy people that care. Buy people that actually own the dealership. That's right. Everybody you talk to, they're an owner. They're an owner. So they've got a vested interest. They got some skin in the game. Go to Van Horn Auto. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. How are we looking? Phil Michaels Show, we continue on, and I want to remind you that our friends over at Cousin Subs, now they have been doing a lot of different stuff and kind of getting you ready for the season, that is summer, and they're going to remind you the warmer weather actually is going to be here this weekend. It's supposed to be in the 70s. Low 70s coming up on Easter Sunday. But are you ready for summer? Cousin Subs and Summerfest teaming up once again in anticipation of the warmer weather for the world's largest music festival. They have a special ticket offer. Place an order online. Go to CousinSubs.com. $15 or more right now through April 30th, and you get a free, yes, free weekday Summerfest ticket. The offer not valid in stores, though. Remember that. One qualifying purchase per day per email. Get you a free weekday Summerfest ticket. That's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Over at Miller Park continues to expand and get better. And since Miller Park opened, there have been a lot of changes. There have been a lot of additions. I personally, down that first baseline, man, that big microbrew they have, not a microbrew, but the brew house they have with all the different craft beers. Man, I love that thing. I just love that. Now, when you go to the Fiserv Forum, they've taken a little bit out of Miller Park and a little bit out of many different, you know, aspects of some of these, you know, arenas, and they try to put it all together, okay? They've got all these different places to go and eat, and everything from, what is it, Chick-fil-A to, you know, the craft brew place upstairs. They've got different bars and pubs, and so, and I guess you can say maybe who has the better food, Miller Park or Fiserv Forum, okay? But I wanted to ask you this, because this is something I genuinely find interesting, okay? Because they have a pizzeria, they have Sobelman's, they have Chick-fil-A, as I had mentioned, all at the Fiserv Forum. They've got a Clements place there, the Gold Rush Chicken is there, and there's just so much. But when you go to these places, see, I'm kind of a traditionalist. If it's a good burger, good nachos, whatever, I'm in. You know, I'm a hot dog brat, give me a couple beers, and I'm good. You know, I've never been one to really kind of get into the food because I'm there to see the game. I mean, the food becomes kind of an afterthought. Now, the kids love stuff. There's Dippin' Dots, and I think it was the cookie dough. There's a place you can buy, like, chocolate chip cookie dough, and you can eat the cookie dough, and there's that, like, Fiserv Forum has that big candy area. You can go and get bulk candy. All that stuff's really cool. But do you, I guess my question is, do you really like the amenities at some of these places? Here's the one thing. If I want to say, if I'm on the main concourse at Fiserv, all right, and you want to go to Sobelman's, well, if you're in the end zone, you got to walk around. You know, you got to walk past like the, like in coming out of section, what is it, 112, I think is what it is. There's like the Laughing Taco right there, okay? But if you want Sobelman's, it's not at every concession stand. It's at a single concession stand. Well, you got to walk for it, and then you got to wait for it, and then you probably got the line you got to go through, and by the time you get done, you're heading back. So do you like that? I mean, like I said, I don't really go for the food. I like some of the amenities. If it happens to be at my section, maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. Pizza's always nice. I don't mind pizza. But do you get into all of that? Pizzerias and all the different stuff that these places have to offer and kiosk, you know. I don't know. I was just kind of spitballing out loud because people were talking the other day about food. And I said, man, I don't get into like big, sloppy, you know, pulled pork sandwiches. They're great. But I don't want to be sitting there worrying about wet naps and wiping my hand down and everything and throwing stuff on the ground under my seats. I'm worried about the game. I'm a game guy.
I sampled a lot of the food at Miller Park last year, and then I started to sample some of the food at Fiserv Forum. I think Fiserv Forum, with quality and quantity, I think it blows away Miller Park.
Really?
I think the food at Miller Park is very disappointing, especially for what you're paying.
I've had a little bit at Fiserv, and I've enjoyed it, but some people get into it. I'm not a big foodie when it comes, believe it or not. I'm just, give me a brat, give me a hot dog, whatever. I love a pretzel, love a good pretzel, and then give me some beers and a game. I'm ready to go. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more. Paul Emmett, Green and Gold Analyst, up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.